Chapter 20, Extreme Sports. In the summer of 1993, Ron Simeo, director of programming for the U.S. sports cable channel ESPN, came up with an idea for a new sports program. While he was watching television one afternoon, Simeo started to think about how much young people like to do extreme sports, like skateboarding, snowboarding, and BMX bike riding. He thought of an event where people could watch athletes compete in these sports in a kind of extreme Olympics. It took some time to convince the management at ESPN that the idea showed promise, and then it took even longer to organize the competition. Finally, in the summer of 1995, the first Extreme Games took place in Rhode Island in the United States. More than 350 athletes from around the world came to compete in events such as bungee jumping, barefoot water skiing, windsurfing, BMX biking, skateboarding, and climbing. The competitions were shown on ESPN and were a big hit, especially with males between 12 and 30 years old. The success of the first show resulted in the competition becoming an annual event. The second year, ESPN renamed the competition the X Games. The organizers also announced that they would hold a Winter X Games that year. In the Winter Games, athletes competed in BMX racing on snow, snowboarding, ice climbing, and various ski competitions. That same year, a few athletes were also asked to travel to Brazil and China to demonstrate their skill and to stir up interest in the X Games in those countries. The touring X Games show became known as the X Trials. New athletes could compete in the X Trials, and if they did well, they were then allowed to compete in the X Games. In addition to the X Games, held in the United States each year, there are also the Asian X Games, a Latin X Games, and Junior X Games to encourage young athletes to compete in extreme sports.